Everybody, I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Opinionated, outspoken, informative.
The Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Bright and early on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us, man. I hope everybody's doing well on this Saturday morning as we get things rocking and rolling. Football season is right around the corner. I know that's what more you want to hear, and that's what you're going to hear today as we're going to give you an update of week two of Southern University Fall Football Camp a little bit later in the show. Look around the SWAC, talk about some things that's happening, as well as Southern University Fan Fest is taking place today over on the campus of Southern University, Southern Athletics hosting Fan Fest. So we'll have a representative from athletics as well to come on and give you all the information that you need in order to figure out what is it that you need to do when you get there, what's to look forward to, and everything else. So as we continue to move forward with today's show, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you're getting up, get your day started, getting ready. Tell a friend to tell a friend that the Jaguar Journal is on. Go get your coffee. Go get you a cup of water. Run to the bathroom right quick because we got a full show for you today. And I hope you guys will be entertained. Good morning to everybody who's listening out there on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. And everybody listening and watching on our YouTube out there across the world. You know, I love looking at the YouTube because I see someone checking in from Maryland, right? Newport News, Virginia. Monroe, Atlanta. So that just lets you know this morning. Good morning to everybody in the chat on our YouTube side, as well as good morning to everybody listening on our radio side. Good to have everybody tuning in from all over the place, locally and as well as nationally and globally. So thank you guys, and I hope you guys get ready to enjoy today's show as we're going to get ready to take a break. And when I come back on the other side, I kind of get warmed up a little bit. I ain't warmed up. Y'all remember those old cars back in the day when you had about four keys? You had a key that had to go to unlocking your gas cap. You had a key that had to unlock the trunk. You had a key that had to unlock the door. Then you had a key that started the car. Well, in those days, you had to crank the car. And as a kid, my job that I took very serious in the morning on those cold mornings was to go out and crank the car and put my foot on the gas, and I'm out there revving. See, I got in trouble because I did the most, as they say. I revved the engine too much, And my mom like, what the hell are you out there doing? So that's why I'm feeling this morning. I'm up. I need to rev the engine a little bit before I really get going. So y'all just take a break right quick as we take one and we go ready to come back on the other side. Stay tuned, more of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Perry White. Everybody out there listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us and everybody watching on our YouTube. See, I started shouting out where people was listening from, and I started seeing Houston, Dallas in the building this morning. So good morning to everybody out there, Atlanta, Newport News, Virginia, Waldorf, Maryland. Glad to have you. Somebody said the red stick right here locally. Glad to have you guys with us. Deputy Mario, what's up with it up there in Mississippi? And good morning, man. Look, I'm glad to have you guys with. Hey, that's a lot to talk about in two in terms of Mississippi, and we're going to get there at some point in the show today. I'm going to update you guys in terms of what's going on with Texas Southern. I'm going to talk to you about Southern University Fan Fest as well as Southern University Week 2 Fall Camp. You know we got to get an update. Last week, my man Brendan Fairburn came in and was able to talk to us and give us Week 1. This week, my man Kevin Baptiste, WAFB, come in and talk to us and give us better insight as we have this conversation and we build forward, looking forward to that first game versus Alabama State on August the 29th in Birmingham, Alabama. Get your tickets today if you headed over, impacttickets.com. Should be a big one, taking on Alabama State. Andrew Boddy, of course, preseason offensive player of the year. He was last year's SWAC offensive player of the year. Eddie Robinson right now, the longest tenure coach in the conference, coming into his fifth year. Everything has to be on the table for them as they fell short at home with 10 wins last year, not playing for a championship, not winning a division, not going to a Celebration Bowl, not even seeing the FCS playoffs. So you got to believe this year, it almost feels from when I had Coach Eddie Robinson here on the show, it feels like this is the season to prove it to everybody, to prove it, to leave no doubt, as he said. And so that's what it's going to be. And I hope you guys get ready to enjoy today's show. It's going to be one that I think you're going to really like. For my local people here in Baton Rouge, it's Southern University Fan Fest. So if you're not doing nothing today, you need to head over to the F.G. Clark Activity Center on the campus of Southern University. Just go over the hump and get a chance to go in. And we're going to have information for that as the show moves on, as I will have a representative from Southern Athletics to come on and give you all of the information and what's happening. Southern University football as well today having a scrimmage. So there's a lot of things going on as we get ready for football season. And I may give my thoughts on some things in terms of Coach Falk. I've been seeing a lot of conversation out there in terms of our coach and certain things he said out in the public. And a lot of people are having their opinions in terms of, should you say this or should you not say it? Say what you want, because I do it here on this show. I don't have a problem with what you say. Stand on what you say, too. You know, at the end of the day, you got to stand 10 toes. I guess I would say this before I get ready to go to a break. The reason, in my opinion, I think a lot of people look at this situation the way that they do. And how do I want to put this? I want to put this in a way to where y'all truly understand. So, of course, you knew back in February, I said what I said when I talked about the visibility. I talked about three things: showing up to Southern events. I talked about wearing Southern paraphernalia. And I talked about having a social media presence. What I've learned in this process, that there are a group of people out there. And when I say group of people, I'm talking a little older, who do not understand the importance of social media and what it means. And I hear it all the time of it means nothing. That's nothing. But that is a complete, total lie. It means everything. And the way I look at this, right, and this is my opinion, and once again, this is me not having a issue with Coach Falk, is me speaking on the situation of us having a coach of his caliber and why I said what I said and why it makes sense now more than ever. When we have someone, I use this. Lane Kiffin spoke to the Rotary Club. He told the listeners of the Rotary Club how important that audience was to the overall well-being of LSU athletics. Now, I'm going to flip that to the same sense of it's different here when you talk about Southern University. Southern's culture, the tradition and the pride that is embedded in Baton Rouge and the surrounding area. Matter of fact, the state of Louisiana. That is why Southern pretty much has every stadium attendance record, matter if it's FCS or FBS, around the state of Louisiana. It is packed out stadiums and parking lots throughout the state when our football brand shows up. Even with the bigger brands, the ULMs, the Louisiana Techs, the ULs, the Tulanes. It is a power that we have that many schools, even those schools, do not have when it comes to a fan base of what we bring to the table. And it is a culture. Southern's culture. Remember, people, I'm not from Louisiana. Nobody in my family ever attended Southern, ever went to Southern, didn't never even live in Louisiana. But it was Southern culture, Southern University's culture that drew me in. And I think a lot of times for the people here, they may not see it the same way like the outsider who sees it. Because if you've grown up in it, you've grown to love it because you was exposed to it at an age of coming to the games and being around. For me, I saw it from afar and fell in love with it and wanted to be a part of it. And after I became a part of it and fell in love with it, I never stopped talking about it, clearly, doing the Jaguar Journal. But because I fell in love with it, when I go places, I have no problem telling people about Southern. Do y'all see where I'm going? No matter where I'm at, no matter what platform, no matter what stage, I have no problem letting people know at Southern, it's just different, dog. And matter of fact, it's so different. Come find out. Come hang out. I invite people all the time down. Hey, come tailgate. Come to the game. Be my guest. I would love to show you a great time and show you what we doing down at Southern. Y'all see where I'm going with it? So when it comes to marketing and branding the program with a high-profile name that we have as a coach right now, Coach Marshall Faulk. Like this past, what, week or two, he was on, was it Rich Eisen show? I would have loved to see him Southern down, even though I get it, it's Pro Bowl, whatever. But, hey, I would love to have seen him Southern down. And I would have loved to have heard him when Rich asked him about Southern. I would have loved for him to, by the time he was done talking, it's like, wow, that sounds like a great place. By just saying, hey, Rich, matter of fact, come down and do your show with us, dog. Hey, come see what it's about. Come down. I want you to be a part of what we're doing down there. Come see what I'm building. Come see the culture. Come be a part of it. We have tremendous fans. We got the number one band in the land. And you know what? Matter of fact, I brought you some gear. I brought you some Southern stuff. Matter of fact, put this Southern helmet so hey, you let everybody know your boy down there Southern. Put one of them Southern pennants back there. Whatever the case, that's how I'm just saying where you don't have to be loud and flashy like Deion Sanders just to do the subtle things that I think for the overall brand that can help enhance who we are when you still have those opportunities. And be excited when you're talking about us. Excitement when you telling people about Southern. I'm excited when I talk about Southern, well, because I'm Southern through and through. But it took some time. Once again, I was an outsider. I didn't know what Southern was like until I got here, and the people showed me what it was about. Having conversations with the people let me know and gave me a better understanding of the years of the culture. I wasn't here in the 90s. I was alive. But I wasn't in Southern and Baton Rouge to enjoy the 90s like most people. But guess what? Those people let me know. They gave me a vibe check. And when I got here to tailgate the culture, the experience, all of that culminated to where when I left and anywhere I go, I let people know, hey, it's different at Southern, dog. I love our fans. I love our people. I love our pride. I love our tradition. It's what makes me want to get up in the morning on Saturdays and do the Jaguar Journal so I can make sure I say it out loud for people out there. And to tell anybody, if you haven't been, come. Come over to the hump, across the hump. Come on the bluff. Now, that's my only thing when it comes to having these opportunities on a national stage. Sell it, please. Look, you can talk about everything else in the world that you want to, that you're doing. But please, and I'm asking Coach Faulk personally, sell the program. And you can, hey, talk how you going to talk about the getting players to FBS, the NFL, and all. But sell up the program and sell up the university when we have that opportunity of eyes and they say, hey, you're now the head coach at Southern University. You damn right I am. Hey, Rich, come down and have a good time with me. Do one of your shows. Bring some friends. I want you to see what we're building. I want you to be a part of the culture. I want you to see the people. I want to show you what it is that drew me to Southern, and I want to show a national audience as well. You ain't got to be loud and flashy to do that. You just got to take advantage of the opportunity when you have those opportunities. And by the time you're done talking, you have sold people to be like, damn, I want to see what's really going on at Southern. I want to hear more. I want to see more. All right, let me get ready to take a break. That's just what I got on. I just want to share that thought with you. Let's take a break, everybody. We'll be right back. Stay tuned more to Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. I am Perry White. Listen. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in this morning on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody that's out there listening and watching on our YouTube, Facebook Live, on on Twitch TV, all of these other things. We good over there, Mike? You let me know when we straight. And hey, listen, be sure to hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel, and not only that, go and follow us across all social media. Now, as we get the show really rocking and rolling today, I want to welcome my first guest here to the Jaguar Journal this morning. He is of HBCU Legends on Sports Illustrated, my man Kyle Mosley. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Perry?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Ready to rock and roll, baby.
Well, let's rock and roll with it. Listen, I want to jump right into it. News came out about a month or so ago of Texas Southern and Southern's game. First, for the Southern fans, we were looking at where is this game going to be played at in Houston, because we heard the story of Texas Southern may not have a home stadium for the 2026 football season. So Southern fans were asking the question, okay, when is this game going to be and where is it going to be? As time went on, we saw that the game was ultimately moved from the actual date that it was set on, October 17th, to October 24th. Now that the game has moved, Texas Southern has now announced it as homecoming, and the stadium has changed so many names. I don't know if it's Reliant, is it NRG, whatever the case may be. But yeah, it is going to be at the professional stadium of the Houston Texans. And for that, give me some information on, for Southern fans, what happened with Texas Southern in this situation that led to ultimately a date move, a change in date for Southern's game, and ultimately a venue change for the entire season?
Well, like you said, Dan, the whole issue centered around Shell Energy Stadium, which is supposed to be the home stadium for Texas Southern University. Of course, if people don't know, Texas Southern had lost their athletic director and VP, Dr. Kevin Granger, because of a scandal that occurred within the department, right? So since his departure, they brought in interim AD Dr. Paula Jackson, which is a Southern graduate, right? She used to be a cheerleader for you guys, right? And Dr. Jackson, I think there was some miscommunication somewhere where Texas Southern's leadership did not communicate with the powers that be over Shell Energy Stadium. And in doing so, there is a professional soccer league. They have the Houston Dynamo and the Houston Dash that also occupy that stadium. So the Dash and Dynamo, they took some of those dates that were available for Texas Southern's games on Saturday. And I think it got all convoluted, right? So Texas Southern had to find a new home somewhere. And one of the Texas Southern graduates is over the Aldine School District's athletic program. They offered W.W. Thorne Stadium to be a site for Texas Southern to be able to house some of their games. We got the initial schedule that they only had around three or four games there. Then they had a couple of games at Shell Energy. Then they had some open dates that they weren't sure exactly where they were going to be. But then I guess the leadership did not like the fact that some of the games are scattered all over the place. So they finalized is scheduled really, really late into the season before a lot of the football program was about to start and everything. And they came up with the date where Southern was going to be the homecoming on October 24th at Reliant Stadium. And I think that had a lot to do with Dr. Jackson's. She saw that this could be a premier game for Texas Southern as well as Southern University fans who usually travel well to the Houston area. So that's how all of that came to be. And I think the reason why it had to be moved to the 24th because the Texans were playing on the 17th. So they just moved the date, gave them opportunity to be able to come and use the stadium at a cost, of course. But I tell you, I think a lot of people think it may be a good site to be able to have, and it may be a good site to have this game in the future.
You know, I just wanted to make sure our fans of Southern know that, because I don't believe Southern Athletics has officially put out anything that has shown the schedule change for that particular day. So I wanted to make sure that we updated and gave our fans an opportunity to know Southern will be playing Texas Southern for Texas Southern's homecoming on October the 24th in Houston, Texas. The game is no longer on October the 17th. And you got an idea of what happened with some scheduling issues and as well as venue issues and conflicts that ultimately found a resolution of a date and a venue, clearly, for it moving forward. Now with Texas Southern still in the news, just aside from that, it's crazy that happened to be the first start of it. But the second start of it is Texas Southern is looking for an athletic director as well as a new basketball coach. Now, from what I've read yesterday, the board decided not to move forward with the potential basketball coach, but they are still moving forward with the AD. And the idea of this AD is a name that has come out that many people know well. It's Ashley Robertson at Jackson State, who is a potential candidate. Now, nothing has come out from Ashley Robertson camp in Jackson State. Of course not, right? But from Texas Southern, it is loud and clear that this is what they want. We're going after an athletic director who was previously at Prairie View and now at Jackson State. And at both stops, he has left a tremendous imprint. First of all, helping Prairie View get to a facility standpoint, then bringing that tradition and bringing that pride back to Jackson State across all athletic sports. And now you look at Texas Southern unveiling a $1.7 billion master plan, which includes also wanting to have on-campus facilities for football and improvement of the university. So your thoughts on this and the whole Ashley Robertson name being associated with Texas Southern and moving forward?
Man, you said a mouthful, Perry. Let me give some clarity. A lot of people saw Terrence Harris's report that Coach Corey Lowry, the assistant basketball coach at Seton Hall, who's a candidate for the head men's basketball coach position at Texas Southern, was rejected. That's not completely accurate, okay? So yesterday, Texas Southern had two subcommittees, what they call the Personnel Committee and the Sports Athletic Committee. They met, all right? And they met through a conference call. And on that conference call, two individuals who are on the board rejected Lowry from the Personnel Committee, and two people on the Athletics Committee rejected Lowry as well. Not rejected, meaning they didn't vote for him, okay? So that's what Terry meant by rejected. It wasn't that he's been rejected in totality as a candidate at this time, because the full board has to be able to participate in the vote and make their recommendations and approve the hire. Okay, now it has to be unanimous. If they do not approve, or one person still is not on board with Coach Lowry being the next men's basketball coach, then that's when his candidacy will be officially rejected on August 19th. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So now, Ashley Robinson, his candidacy has been advanced a lot further because they voted and everybody was on board with Ashley Robinson, right? And how can you not be? Because AD has done a tremendous job, like I said, at Jackson State, at Prairie View. He knows the lay of the land in Houston. He has family that's still here in the Houston area as well. So for Ashley Robinson, it's a win-win type of situation. Now, I think what the board realized when President Crawford initially announced that the board was going to meet officially on August 28th, and that was going to be the day before the first game kicks off between NCCU and Texas Southern here in Houston, which I thought was pretty odd, right? Why would you have to wait all of that time, and you talk about 2 weeks, before you have a board meet? So Terry and I had a podcast two nights ago. We went into the logic behind that, and we both concurred that it didn't make much sense. Lo and behold, the following day, they go ahead and announce that they're going to have a special meeting. So, and it's good because you don't want a candidate to sit and wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry, it just doesn't make sense. So they're going to go ahead and accelerate the progress here and meet on August 19th instead of originally being August 28th.
I'll say this with it, and before we get ready to go to break, I like the idea. For a lot of people, hey, I'm candid about what it is. I like Ashley Robinson. I like winners. I like program builders. I like forward thinkers. It's not necessarily the brand on the jersey that they're representing. It's the brand of the person that they are. And to see what he's done at Prairie View, to see what he's done to bring the energy back to Jackson State. And the one thing that I say with Houston being the market that it is, the fourth largest city in America, the fifth largest television market, the sixth largest radio market, sitting in a city that has over the millions of people that it has, if you able to build something, and if you take that same blueprint of celebrity, big time hire status that he's brought to Jackson State and you bring it to Texas Southern, I think you can have something there, along with ushering Texas Southern, because now Texas Southern sits in a place where he has experience on two ends. Prairie View, Texas Southern wants facilities on campus, more importantly, a football stadium. Jackson State, athletics, winning, Commissioner's Cup, re-energizing the fan base, bringing in a new fan base, growing the brand, and bringing in championships through football, which is your biggest moneymaker. You bring that to Texas Southern, and you bring that and put all of that together, Texas Southern, to me, is a diamond in the rough, sitting in the middle of Houston with all of the opportunities and with a visionary thinker like Ashley Robinson. I think it works hand in hand for Texas Southern moving forward. Hey, Kyle, I got to go to break, man. Let the people know where they can keep up with you, man, and how they can read more as they try to keep up with this story as it unfolds.
Yeah, go to si.com/college/HBCU on Sports Illustrated, and you can check me out at HBCU Legends on all social media platforms, and you can go to @KyleTMosley on X.
Kyle, man, I appreciate you coming on this morning, man. I'm a little pushed for time, but I'll definitely bring you back on, man. And we'll keep up with this as it continues to unfold and let the people know and keep them updated.
Definitely. Thank you, man. Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. That's the voice of Kyle T. Mosley, HBCU Legends on Sports Illustrated. Let's get ready to take a break. We'll come back on the side. We'll continue more of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there listening. Hey, good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Good morning. And everybody watching all across the globe on our YouTube Live, Twitch TV, Facebook, everywhere that you catch the Jaguar Journal. All you got to do is simply type it in on social media and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'd love to have you continue to grow with us. Hey, Southern University Fan Fest is today. And guess what? If you're here in the Baton Rouge, Capital City area, or in the surrounding areas, you need to make your way over the hump on the bluff to the campus of Southern University for Fan Fest to be a part of today's activities. The RV parking just opened at 7 a.m. The doors open at 10. But to tell you more about it, guess what? Got to get a representative from Southern University. And this morning we have Miss Mandy McKenzie. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jaguar Nation. How are you guys?
Doing good. Hey, listen, give the people all of what they need to know and what to look forward to today for Southern University Fan Fest to get the Jaguar Nation over and get them excited about the fall.
Yes, so today we will be hosting our annual event, Fan Fest. Fan Fest is really just a day to get to be on the bluff, across the hump, as everyone know it as, and just an opportunity to mix and mingle. Just basically engaging with our head coaches, our head coach Dawn Barnes for volleyball, Jeremy Fontenot from soccer, cross-country coach, Coach Tremaine White, our head cheer coach, Floyd Sias, and to hear from our amazing band under the direction of Dr. Kendrick Taylor, and as well our legendary coach Marshall Falk. This will be the first time that you guys will be able to come out and meet and greet with all of our coaches, get to meet the players. You might get a chance to meet the starting lineup. Who knows? We have so much that's in surprise for you guys today. You'll be able to leave with a few giveaways. We have a couple of raffles. So make sure you're there on time, because today we will be raffling off two game tickets with a pregame sideline pass for a game. So make sure you're there for the entire evening. You don't want to miss your chance to enter the raffle. And also you'll leave with what's most important for everyone, which is the official schedule from our fall sports. So I can't wait to see you guys today.
Let's give people a rundown of the Southern University Athletic Fan Fest timeline today. RV parking is already open. And good morning to all our RVers out there. That opened at 7 a.m. as they show you a little bit of that Southern spirit when you come over the hump. At 10 a.m., the doors are open at the F.G. Clark Activity Center. People start to come on in and get settled in. At 11 a.m., Fan Fest begins. And the ticket office opens. So tickets go on sale today as well for Southern University football. Am I correct?
Yes, well, they actually went on sale on yesterday. Today will just be an opportunity for you to pick up your season parking pass, as well as, if you guys did not know, we'll be hosting our annual athletic gala next Saturday at the Raising Cane's River Center. And I am so excited to say that this is actually a sold-out event. So we'll be enjoying the night with Bobby Brown as well as Tucker, in Universal Language. So make sure that you're there. If you purchase a table, you will be able to pick up your gala tickets on today, as well as your season parking pass.
And that's at 11 a.m. and then at 12, poster signing. So you get a chance to get your favorite Southern coach or players to sign your posters. At 2 o'clock, volleyball will be scrimmaging today in the Moody Intramural Sports Complex. So if you want to go out and get a chance to check out Coach Dawn Barnes and her team, the ticket office closes at 2 o'clock. So everybody, you're going to have between 11 and 2 to go pick up what Miss Mandy said, your gala tickets, as well as your parking passes, season passes for Southern University football. Gates open at 3 o'clock to A.W. Mumford Stadium, the east side entrance only. And then for our football lovers out there, as football season is right around the corner, at 4 o'clock, Southern University football will have its scrimmage at A.W. Mumford Stadium. Now, let me ask you, is it a clear bag? What is happening once they get inside the stadium, or is it just come as you are?
So it's real quick changes, being that we are preparing for the football season and the university is doing an amazing job with getting things up and running. We have switched to the west side. So you guys will enter through the west side of the stadium. And so, yes, we will be following the clear bag policy just to make sure everybody is getting ready for football season. But we will allow you guys to bring in bottles of water. We know that it's extremely hot. Concessions will not be open due to, you know, us still trying to prepare for the first home game. So feel free to bring your Stanley Cup with a bottle of ice water, but note that this is only for the scrimmage. This is only for the scrimmage game. And so on regular game day, we will follow all game day protocols, which means no drinks or beverages inside of the stadium unless purchased from the concession stand. So, yes, today we'll be on the west side, and you guys can feel free to bring a bottle of water, and we will begin to scrimmage at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. So make sure you guys are there as well as for volleyball. We will no longer be in Seymour this season. Make sure that you guys put in your Google Map and the Apple Map, the H.W. Moody Intramural Sports Complex. We will now be playing there with our volleyball team. So we hope to keep that same momentum that we had in Seymour. So we hope to see you guys today at 2 o'clock p.m.
Hey, look, I'm glad you reiterated and told the folks for the football season, don't be trying to bring in them bottles of water, because, hey, I know it ain't, it better be water in there. Let's just put it like that today. It's too hot to be on that other stuff. But, Mandy, thank you for coming on, giving us some information about Southern Fan Fest for the fans out there to know. And if they didn't know, now they do. The RVs are already getting out there. I know my man Vark typically always participates when you talk about an RV spot. And not only that, it gets us excited to get ready for the fall sports and get ready to welcome these student athletes and show them, for those that are new, what the Jaguar Nation is all about. So, Mandy, thank you for coming on this morning, giving us that information and making sure people know what to know today for Southern University Fan Fest.
Yes, anytime, and I hope to see you guys there. Go Jags.
Go Jags. All right, everybody, that's the voice of Mandy McKenzie. Let's get ready to take a break. We're going to the top of the hour. Let's talk about some Southern football on the other side. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.